Silicon Valley companies increasingly are worried about the impact of SARS on business. Many do much of their manufacturing in Asia and are preparing for business disruptions if the disease continues to spread. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Steve Blanton with the American Electronics Association says initially the output of Asian electronic manufacturers was only slightly affected by the SARS outbreak.
However, fairly recently that seems to be changing as absenteeism becomes a larger issue in Asia. I think it has begun to affect production facilities.
Still, no company is yet reporting a major production disruption as a result of the disease. The giant computer chip maker Intel has 15,000 employees in Asia, many of them in China, and has been taking extensive preventative measures as SARS has spread. Chuck Malloy is company spokesman.
What we did was we limited travel to only business-critical trips and required management approval for those making the trips, including management approval from the departing site, but also the site of your destination.
Other Valley companies have put similar travel restrictions in place, and some are using increased teleconferencing as a substitute for personal contact. Intel's Malloy says his company has taken other measures as well.
We've done extensive training of our workforce about symptoms, about where to get medical advice. We do periodic screenings within some of the factories, depending upon what sort of exposure they have.
Intel believes these measures have had an impact. The company has had only one reported infection at its sales office in Hong Kong.
We closed one of three floors for 1 week and had those employees work from home. That employee has subsequently recovered and everyone's back at work, but we're continuing to monitor it very carefully.
As a sign of the high-tech industry's worry about SARS, Asia's largest computer show, scheduled for June in Taiwan, has been called off because so many exhibitors canceled. Taiwan, a major source of computer and cell phone components, recently reported a SARS outbreak. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.